Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. My name is Mark. This is my lovely wife, Victoria. We're happy that you have joined us. God is a good God.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be continuing along a certain subject that we started last episode. Mm-hmm. But before we go there, we want to encourage you to visit our website at globalimpactministries.com. There you can contact us. You can send us prayer requests via email or praise reports and testimonies. There you can actually partner with us. Mm-hmm. There you can find our all the episodes we've ever made on YouTube or podcast, and you can avail yourself to this stuff, these episodes, and feed your faith. God is working in the lives of people
Yes. As
they feed on these truths that we're teaching. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We have a wonderful healing testimony to share with you. We were just in a particular state here in the USA, mm-hmm. ministering to a group of people, and on this night, Mark preached the gospel. It was powerful. I remember I sat there thinking, man, it'd almost be impossible to sit here, listen to this, and stay sick. That's how awesome it was. Just so much revelation was flowing like a river. And at the end, several people came forward to receive their healing with this one lady, precious lady. She came up and she said, I have screws and rods, metal screws and rods in my hip, in my leg. I don't know why she had them, but she did. And she said she had constant pain in that area. And so we laid hands on her and prayed in the name of Jesus and commanded all the pain to go. Well, she kind of walked to the back of the room to check her body, right? Mm-hmm. And another lady was like walking with her, encouraging her to walk. When all of a sudden she started jumping up and down and a huge smile spread across her face. She was beaming because all the pain was gone.
Yeah.
A couple days later, I checked in with the leaders of that group to say, hey, how's that lady doing? And she said, I just talked to her today and I asked her, how is it? Do you have any pain? And she said she has zero pain. And not only that, when she was healed, the Lord filled her with joy.
Amen. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, maybe you're watching right now. I mean, think about it. If you had metal screws and rods in your hip that hurt every single day, stuff like that hurts worse, like when it rains, mm-hmm. when it's damp, when it's cold. And it's been that way for years. And all the doctors can do is give you pain meds. That seems like a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
But after listening to the truth of God's word, faith rose in her heart. And all of a sudden, something that seemed impossible became possible. Something that seemed so hard became so easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something that the doctor said you will always take medication for. All of a sudden, it's not needed anymore. Why? Because that's the power of the gospel.
That's right.
So if you're sitting there watching and you're thinking, oh, I'm in this situation, they've told me it can never change. It can change. It can change by the power of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
In that same meeting, right in the middle of the message, a young man raised
Yes.
his hand and stood to his feet and says, I'm healed. I receive my healing
now.
Because I believe it. That's what he said.
Yes.
Right in the middle, interrupted me.
That's Amen. The best.
That's the best.
That's the
Hallelujah.
Best.
Hallelujah. Because mm-hmm. listen, man, there's something about the Word of God. Amen. Man, if we could just, if pastors could just get a hold of the reality of the truth, that if you'll get your people saturated in the Word and in the presence of God. And what I mean by that, not a one-day meeting, not a three-day meeting, not even a six-day meeting. How about a three-week meeting?
Ooh.
Every night, every morning, every night, you watch, miracles will flow like
wow.
a river. It's not that God can't do it on day one. But people need to open up their being to it. They need to get saturated in these truths. They need to get saturated in the Word.
Hallelujah.
God is good. But you can get saturated in the Word by just going to our website, right?
And watching episodes.
And watch. I mean, we have, I think we have about 140 episodes now.
Yes.
That you can avail yourself to and listen to them day and night and say, I'm taking it. I'm getting what I need from heaven.
Yes.
And God will work mighty miracles in your body and in your mind and in your emotions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as you listen to this word, you know, make up your mind to respond to what you hear. That's what that young man did while you were preaching the gospel. He jumped up and he said, I'm healed now because I believe.
Yeah.
He was responding to the word that was going forth, and there was a river flowing.
Yeah.
He was responding to the moving of the Spirit. So as you watch, open up your heart and don't just sit there. Respond.
Amen.
The Bible says it's not the hearers only that are blessed, but it's the hearers who do something.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right.
Their faith, living faith, has corresponding action. So even if you hear something and it registers on your heart, just say, yes.
Amen.
I receive. That's mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So last episode, we began talking about 15 Bible facts about healing.
Hallelujah.
And fact number one
was
is that healing by God through faith and prayer was practiced by the patriarchs. That would be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The fathers in the faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And fact number two, which we began, we went through the fact, and that is God made a covenant of healing with the children of Israel. And remember, a covenant is an indissoluble agreement and can never be annulled.
It's forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that Exodus 15, 26, I am the Lord who heals you. Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes.
Glory.
After hundreds of years of slavery, of oppression from the Egyptians, when they came out, because they just practiced or did the first Passover, and they had the unleavened bread, and they ate the bread, and they ate the meat, at the instruction of the Lord, this was a type and shadow of Jesus Christ to come. It was the beginning of the healing covenant. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Not one was feeble among his tribes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Fact number three. So we did two facts last time. Now this is fact number three, which is still connected to the healing covenant.
David rejoiced in this healing covenant.
Hallelujah.
In Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3, but I'm probably going to read through 5.
Okay.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah.
Praise God. What a covenant. The benefits of walking with God.
Mm.
Did you hear what it said?
He
says, don't forget any of his benefits.
Right.
And then it says, he forgives all our iniquities.
Yeah.
And he heals all our diseases. You know, what comes to mind when I say that right there in this moment? Is it is impossible for God to lie. Amen.
Amen.
And it says he heals all our diseases.
Yeah, if you could just see that and settle in on that fact, that fact, that redemptive fact, he heals all my diseases.
Yeah.
Move yourself from a position of asking God to heal you to recognizing that healing is yours.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And just receive it. and say, it's mine. I take it now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, that you heal all my diseases. You're just agreeing with the Bible.
Yeah.
If you heal all my diseases, then I'm healed.
Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So David rejoiced in this healing covenant. And if you read the Psalms, you'll see that he got sick because of sin. But what would he do?
He repented.
He would repent and he would go to God, and he didn't say, God, please heal me if it be thy will. He said, Lord, heal me. Wow. No if in it.
That's right.
Because he knew of the covenant of the Lord.
So when you're talking about David, how he repented and then he was healed, it reminds me of James chapter 5, verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. The first thing we should notice here is that the prayer of faith will save the man by raising him up. So this isn't a man with a headache.
Right.
This isn't a man, you know, with a sore ankle. This is a man on his deathbed. Mm-hmm. This is a man who can't get up. You know, his body's racked with disease.
Yeah.
And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Why? Because it's part of the covenant. He heals all our diseases and he forgives all our iniquities.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if your body's messed up because of sin that you did in the past, don't accept the mindset, well, I have to live with this because of my sin. It's my punishment. Jesus took your punishment.
That's right.
When he went to Calvary, he took your punishment. You can be forgiven and you can be healed. Again, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Amen.
Fact number four, very simple. It's connected to all of this. Isaiah proclaimed the healing covenant. What does Isaiah 35 verse 5 and 6 say? I'll read it. It says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Yes, thank you.
Then the lame shall leap like a deer, the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. I like that, because water there is a type of the work of the Holy Spirit. Maybe your life, it has felt like a wilderness, like a parched land, but the presence of the Holy Spirit can invade your life and you can walk in abundance, in blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
And it doesn't matter what your condition is in your physical body. It's easy for God to fix. Only believe. Listen to this again. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. If you're blind, they can open.
That's right.
The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. If you're deaf, you can hear again.
Yes.
Or your child can hear again. The lame will leap like a deer. Not just walk, but leap like a deer. The tongue of the dumb sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Healing belongs to you. It was paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Healing and forgiveness belong to you.
Glory to God.
My friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he loves you so much, loves you so much that he left his throne in heaven, came to this earth, lived perfectly, fulfilled the law to perfection so that he could go to the cross and bear the guilt of your sin, the shame, the guilt, the curse, the punishment, the wrath of God in your place. Hallelujah. He died on your behalf. His holy blood was shed so that you could be washed clean. But you have to receive him. He rose from the dead because in God's mind, you've been justified. It's already done. But you have to accept it. You have to receive it. You have to believe and call on the name of the Lord. So right now,
yes,
we want to encourage you to do this from a heart of surrender with all of your heart. Do this right now. Say this, dear God in heaven.
Dear God in heaven.
I acknowledge I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge I'm a sinner.
I believe. Jesus Christ is your son.
Jesus Christ is your son.
That he died on the cross for my sin.
He died on the cross for my sin.
He was buried.
He was buried.
And he rose again.
And he rose again.
For my justification.
For my justification.
I confess. That Jesus Christ is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
I accept him in my heart. As my Savior.
As my Savior.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I repent of my sin.
I repent of my sin.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
In your holy blood.
In your holy blood.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Make me brand new.
Make me brand new.
My life is now yours.
My life is now yours.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Thank you for forgiving
me. Making me a child of God.
And making me a child of God.
Jesus name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you just prayed to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, we want to let you know that all your sins have been washed away. The Bible says you are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. We want to hear from you. So please, if you prayed to receive Jesus, please call the number on your screen and let somebody know what Jesus has just done for you.
Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to pray the prayer of faith.
Yes.
For your miracle, for your healing. Our Father's listening. He's extending his hand. Miracles are about to happen.
Glory. Thank you,
all over the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing.
Dear Father.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this healing covenant.
Yes.
We thank you that you forgive all our iniquities and you heal all our diseases. We're so thankful that you are the Lord, our healer. And the eyes of the blind see, the ears of the deaf hear, the lame leap like a deer. We thank you. So touch the people now. Touch your people.
Yes.
Make them whole. Thank you that people come off their deathbeds. Tumors disappear. Cancers leave. Diabetes is cured. We thank you for your miracles in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory
Hallelujah.
And honor. We believe we have received. Thank you for the flow of the Spirit.
Yes,
flowing
rivers,
into people's homes.
Rivers.
Even now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the tangible anointing coming into people's bedrooms, into their living rooms, into their cars, even into hospital rooms. And we just thank you that miracles are happening. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wherever you're at, we just want to encourage you. Lift up your hands. Mm-hmm. Give God praise.
Yes.
Worship Him. Give Him honor. Give Him glory for what He is doing
Thank
in your
you,
life.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Never forget this. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. It's the evidence. It's the receipt of things not seen. You are healed, my friend. The word of God is the receipt.
Yes.
And God is working.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Call the number on your screen. Let us know what's going on in your life. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Amen. Now, this lady's happy. I saw her running around doing something. What's going on?
He's so happy as well.
She's
gone
long.
For 7 years.
And I hear a
She could not walk.
And I tell you, but I'll
give. She could
be admitted.
Everything would have been done.
When I hear it again.
But nothing happened that she could not get out.
Yeah. So,
hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
So 7 years.
You could identify her from
Wajiliu.
This is someone.
Aram.
This is the witness. This is a neighbor. He's a neighbor. He would never think that he's a neighbor, but
Aram. Aram, and a young man. And a year lean. When a year young. But you are
there. He has never been selected peacefully. You could not eat well. Every time he is there in pain.
Are you okay? Now he needs healing.
He's a witness.
Then
he's a neighbor to her.
Then
he's here to witness.
And if you wait a lot, I can't wait alone. I can't put up. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing here?
All throughout all the 7 years she has been down, she could not do anything that she could do with her own hand.
Okay, so
she could not cultivate anymore. Mm-hmm. She could not walk. Everything she has lost everything. But today, she has been restored back. She walked like before.
Last night. Hallelujah. Okay, sir, what?
Hey, Kunu.
Hey, Kunu.
Hey, Edwardi.
Yeah, the Girani or what Girani?
He's a neighbor. He's a witness of what he's saying.
It's all true. And this is all true.
Yeah, I've been my natural.
She has suffered a lot. Let's come back here and learn.
She has children.
And her children have tried to work hard. And nothing happened. They have taken her to hospital. And they have even taken her to witch doctor. But she will agree. But everything has been done for her. So I want to go back and jump on this. And when people got tired,
let me tell you, he said, he has been unbathed
in the house without coming out.
Alphabet.
4 years.
What's that?
4 years was unbathed inside the house, not coming out.
She laid on her bed.
For 4 years.
Till last night?
Yes.
How did she get to the meeting last night?
Really, John Van
Gelder. Yes. And we didn't agree.
Our own son brought her here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can you do walk the way you did? Show her how she was before she was healed. Show us. Now you can run. Yeah. Can she run now? Wow.
Amen.
Praise God. You want to run again? What did she say?
She's ready to run.
She's ready to run? Okay, go.
But y'all go to Yakun. And
You've been running all day. Hallelujah! God is good.
Amen.
You know who did this? Jesus did this. Amen. 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 All right. Hallelujah, praise God. All right. God bless you.